With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Wild weather on the West Coast.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112-mile-per-hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest. And in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up from up to 3.5 feet of snow. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, changes are coming to the FBI.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation.
I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
His departure will come 3 years before the end of his 10-year term. Wray has come under sharp criticism from President-elect Trump, and he said his departure will avoid political distractions.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump, who has already named Kash Patel to lead the FBI, applauded the news of Wray's planned resignation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Getting an idea of the plans of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. On X, Doge has mentioned multiple federal agencies, including the IRS, the Department of Defense, and Congress. Elon Musk has previously said his goal is to eliminate $2 trillion in federal spending, while Vivek Ramaswamy has pledged that entire agencies will be deleted. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
1.2 million, in fact, the congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana rules that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Missouri business groups file a lawsuit in an effort to prevent the enforcement of a law that was voter-approved.
That law will raise the state's minimum wage and require employers to give workers paid sick leave. The powerful Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Restaurant and Grocers Associations say the law violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. The law increases the state's minimum wage from the current $12.30 an hour to $13.75 in January and $15 in 2026. It gives workers up to 7 paid sick days per year, starting in May. John Scott reporting.
Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deploy drone detection technology in New York and New Jersey. Dozens of unidentified drones have been seen flying throughout the Northeast in recent weeks. Schumer is calling for the feds to step in. The Biden administration's denied that they're drones. More details at SRNnews.com.